have our heroes. So let's just take a minute to remember them.
And any man who knows a thing knows he knows not a damn thing at all. And every time I felt the hurt and I felt the giving getting me up off the wall, I'm just gonna take a minute and let it ride. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it breeze. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it ride. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it breeze.
Hallelujah, really, I'll become a buffalo soldier. Just stood up to Canada and the father of Manitoba. Had it Fontaine, get the apology. He told the story, then he said, come on, follow me. That's the gift. I guess I'll pass it on like the teachings passed at the Sundance before dawn. How did Juanique take a knife to the ribs to represent this country? Damn, she forgive. And how does Leonard Peltier get out of bed each day? Finding hope in the hopeless, it's the Indian way. And why did Tommy Prince fight for all Canadian people when right here at home he wasn't considered an equal? Overseas he fought with the heart of a warrior, then came back home to be treated like a foreigner. So yeah, I'ma live real lavish for all the time that you call my people savage.
You're listening to Unceded Airwaves by the Indigenous Collective at CITR 101.9 FM. Unceded Airwaves is broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, unceded, and current lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
I'm just gonna take a minute and let it breathe. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it ride. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it breathe.
How did Kateri know that she should keep up the faith? Time to put the first native saint in a proper place. How did Buffy St. Marie know to keep on singing? Bury my heart at Wounded Knee, it keeps on ringing. How did Freddy Krueger know he had to stand up? Since I saw that photo, knew I had to man up. How did Penguins know that he should help that white man? Did he understand that others would take his land? But damn, the worst is over now. The bro Adam Beach is on movie posters now. This is Big Wub, still repping the res. Though I'm in the city, no, I won't soon forget what the elders taught me, always to share. My people don't want the pride, well, I don't care. How did Kanan know the world need this song? Well, I never know the answer, so I just sing along.
And
like,
any man who knows a thing knows he knows not a damn thing at all. And every time I felt the hurt and I felt the giving getting me up off the wall, I'm just gonna take a minute and let it ride. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it breathe. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it ride. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it breathe.
Yeah! Some true native heroes right there. If you haven't heard of them, learn about them. I tell you to go read a book about them, but they don't write about our heroes in the history books. So go ask an elder, go ask grandma, go ask Cook'em, better yet ask Wap Canoe. I got opinions for days, gladly talk your ear off. And this is just the beginning. This could be a 500 bar song. One bar for every year of oppression. One bar for every rhyme I got to make an impression on today's youth.
Welcome to a special edition of Unceded Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM, an ambient hour with Autumn and Steph.
We're going to play ambient music and spend the hour trying to call Justin Trudeau. We have some questions for you, JT.
We are on the line. We are ready for when you answer.
We're
to
not
us.
Ready, but 6 a.m. is a weird hour. It's okay.
Oh my gosh. To quickly introduce ourselves, Nisla on Quetasawet. I'm Steph. I'm from the Squamish Nation.
Dringweezy, Autumn Chanel Vilji, Chief Jim Cooey, Janet Cooey, Jacqueline Cooey, Shay Deji. My name is Autumn Chanel, and I am from Treaty 11 territory, but I feel really lucky and privileged to be an uninvited guest on these territories.
Today for CITR's 24 Hours of Student Power, yeah, we're just going to spend an hour
trying to track down JT.
And listening to weird music, wind sounds in the in-between times. Unceded Airwaves is produced by Indigenous and non-Indigenous allied volunteers. Luckily today we are not, well, not luckily, but we're all Indigenous in the studio today. and we bring you Indigenous stories every week and sometimes wind sounds. And today is a special episode with CITR's 24 Hours of Student Power.
We're in hour 9 of a full day of student-created content, so stay tuned to CITR 101.9 for more awesome student programming until 9 p.m. tonight.
And the first song that you're going to hear is Two Black Eyes by Morning Coop.
And it's going to be coming at you in just 1 second.
After we pass the aux cord.
Thank you.
The next song that all of you lovely people are going to hear is by Laura Ortman. And we are playing the song while we try and figure out how to make our phone number silent, because we can't figure out how to do call outs from the studio. So we're going to call from our personal phones because I want to hold Justin Trudeau personally accountable. Do you have anything to add to that, Steph?
No. You covered it all.
Perfect. Enjoy Laura Ortman in the meantime.
This world's darkest sights.
You're listening to Unseated Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM. We're still trying to figure out how to call Justin Trudeau. So this one is going to be a little bit of a guess, but I have a phone number queued up. So we'll see how this works. We're calling from our personal phones because we can't figure out how to call from the CITR line. So I don't know how this is going to work. It's through an aux cord. I'm going to start calling. Can we hear anything?
So far, I cannot hear anything.
Me neither. Headphone. Okay. I don't know if it's just not calling.
Okay, what if I just call on speakerphone for this first call and we see how that sounds?
Hello?
Ah, okay. Somebody answered! Woo! That was scary!
Oh no!
That took me by surprise!
That didn't sound like a hello, you've called Parliament Hill voice. That just sounded like someone who was.
Somebody
in bed.
Was like, hello?
Do you think that was Justin Trudeau?
I don't think that was Justin Trudeau. Should we try and call the constituency number?
Yes. Let's try the constituency number.
Okay, so it's okay, one. Can we announce this phone number? Is it public?
Yeah, it's public. So okay. Everyone should know this. You can call Justin Trudeau whenever you want.
All the time.
If you just go to the House of Commons website and you look up MPs and you find Justin Trudeau, it has his Parliament Hill number and his constituency number in Papineau, Quebec. So everybody, if we don't cover what you want us to cover, you can call him yourself and just have someone answer hi in a really matter-of-fact way.
Okay, so I have the constituency number called. Great. Do you want to do the talking since I hung up last time?
I will take it. Yes, sure.
Here you go, Steph.
All right.
I'm passing it over to you.
Okay.
Just press call.
And I'm just speaker?
Speakerphone, because it didn't work with the aux cord last time.
Here we go, everybody.
The number you have reached is not in service.
Justin Trudeau!
Your constituency number's not in service.
I'm actually so upset about that. I have some legit questions for that
democracy?
Man.
Is this accountability?
No. Do you want to try and call the Hill number again, but
okay.
From your personal phone?
Yes, oh, yes.
So
okay.
They don't wonder
we'll
why I keep calling and hanging up.
Oh, did you didn't do the Star 67. We were really talking about doing Star 67 because we want to be accountable, but not too accountable.
I don't want to be put on a, do not leave the country list, personally.
All right. Okay. I got the number ready. And yes, I'm going to ask who it is if he answers again.
Who is this?
Prime Minister's office, village Premier Minister.
Hi there. My name's Steph. I'm from Unceded Airwaves at CITR 101.9 FM. How are you?
Good. How may I direct your phone call?
We would like to speak to the Prime Minister.
He's not available, but I could put you through to the assistant's office. One moment.
Oh, thank you.
We got somewhere. I feel like we should call the Minister of Indigenous.
You have reached the voicemail of the Prime Minister. Prime Minister welcomes the views of Canadians on the issues that are important to them. Unfortunately, it is not possible to put you in contact with an official at this time. However, you may wish to leave a message. Please be assured that we will give it our utmost attention. Vous avez joint la voix vocale du Premier ministre. Le Premier ministre aime obtenir les commentaires des Canadiennes et des Canadiens sur les enjeux qui leur sont chers. Malheureusement, il est pour l'instant impossible de vous mettre en contact.
I feel like we should just ask, two.
Yeah.
Vous pouvez cependant laisser un message auquel nous accorderons toute notre attention.
Hi there. This is CITR. This is Unceded Airwaves calling you. We have a couple questions for the Prime Minister. Free, prior, and informed consent, and then nationalizing a pipeline. Please explain. And does working nation to nation mean instilling new treaties?
If so, how does that work?
How's it going to work, JT? Anyway.
Also, what about Indigenous women?
Seriously, just what about Indigenous women?
Do we not exist? I have some questions, but thank you for your time.
Call us back anytime, 6 a.m., 5 a.m.
We'll probably be here.
Yeah, just call CITR or call this number. Thanks, JT.
Accountability.
Accountability in action, everybody.
In action. I think next we should try and call the Minister of Indigenous Affairs.
Hey.
Is that an idea?
That's a good idea.
In the in-between time, more ambient music, I suppose.
Let's take a break. Let's let the adrenaline lower a little bit.
In between not being able to talk to Justin Trudeau, but being put onto his
assistant's voicemail.
Yep. I feel like they just have a button that they were just like,
that was the trash. She was directing us to the trash.
But at least we're going somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
Here is some Silver Jackson.
Thank you.
Hello, welcome back to Unseated Airwaves. We've accepted that maybe Justin Trudeau is not going to call us back.
It may not be a reality for us.
So we're
he doesn't care about Indigenous women. Exposed.
And this is proof. This is living proof.
Yeah. We asked a question and he didn't answer us.
So we're going to give a call to Jonathan Wilkinson. He's the MP of North Van. He's my MP. And he's also the Minister of Fisheries, Oceans, and the Canadian Coast Guard.
Wilkinson recently drew attention for saying that the federal government needed to please the courts, not necessarily meet the needs of Indigenous peoples, in regards to the Kinder Morgan pipeline. So the federal government recently refused to issue an emergency order to protect southern resident killer whales under the Species at Risk Act.
Just when there's 74 left, they're not a species at risk.
No, no, they're not at all. So we're going to try and call this phone number, and I'm going to try not to hang up this time. But we're also, we've rearranged the studio, so now we sit beside each other. So both of us
together
can talk.
In the face of colonialism. Facing head on.
Unseated airwaves against colonialism. 2018.
One call at a time.
The mandate. Are we ready?
We're ready. Are you ready?
I'm not. I don't think I'm ready.
Can't hang up.
You should hold it. That was weird. I'm scared.
You've reached the community office of Jonathan Wilkinson, Member of Parliament for North Vancouver. If you're calling regarding an issue related to the Department of Fisheries and Oceans and the Canadian Coast Guard, please contact Minister Wilkinson's office in Ottawa at 613-992-3474. If you are a North Vancouver resident calling about other concerns or questions, please leave a message after the tone and we will get back to you as soon as we can. Thank you.
Please leave your message after the tone.
We're going to leave
after
a message.
After leaving a message, you can hang up or press pound for more options.
Hello, my name is Autumn Schnell, and I am from Unseated Airwaves at CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm sitting here with Stephanie Woods, who is a member of Squamish Nation and also a resident of North Vancouver, and we have a couple questions for Jordan Wilkinson, so it would be really lovely if Jonathan could call us back at CATR, so at the station phone number or at this personal number, because we have some questions that we would like answered. So, yeah, bye.
Thank you.
No, thank you. They don't get a thank you.
You're right.
Should we call the Department of Fisheries?
Yes. I wrote down that number.
That was a completely different number than the number that we called, which was supposed to be
It was supposed to be his office on the Hill. What office was that if it wasn't his Hill office or the constituents?
I don't know, but I guess Jordan Wilkinson, which his name is Jonathan, but I called him Jordan.
You know, Jonathan, Jordan, like,
they're all the
white
same.
Games.
Yeah, he's just some unknown white man. I don't know him. Is he real? Probably not.
His pictures kind of look like a stock photo, like when you buy a frame.
Should we be saying this?
Probably not.
Okay, wait. What is this phone number?
All right. 613-992-3474. So this is the Department of Fisheries and Oceans we're calling.
Okay. So are we going to request to speak to Jonathan Wilkinson, or are we just going to request to speak to media inquiries?
Let's request him directly, because they'll probably just give us to media inquiries anyway.
Should we?
Or to the trash folder.
Which is probably also media inquiries. I'm making Steph hold this one.
Also, everybody, it's 9:30 a.m. in Ottawa, if you're wondering.
Yeah.
Minister Wilkinson's office, bonjour.
Hi there, my name is Steph. I'm from Unseated Airwaves at CITR 101.9 FM. How are you?
Good, you?
Good. We were wondering if we could speak to the minister.
Sorry, he's actually currently out of the office. Would he be able to take a message?
Sure, yeah. Can you tell him to contact Unseated Airwaves
at CATR 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
101.9 FM.
Yeah. If you want, I can give you an email.
Please.
All right. It's Indigenous Collective.
Ind- Indigenous Collective?
At CITR.ca. Do you know when he's going to be back?
I believe it would be next Monday, the 19th.
Okay, thank you very much.
I just want to make sure the domain at the end, it was that at...
CITR.ca.
CITART?
R, the letter, sorry.
Oh, CITR.
Yes.
My apologies.
No. .ca. I never thought about it, but it does sound like that.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome.
Bye.
That doesn't... It sounds like we got somewhere, but I feel like we didn't get anywhere. My heart is saying no.
This sounds like familiar territory.
Yeah.
People talking to the federal government.
CITR.ca.
CITR.
Be sure to email us at Indigenous Collective at CITART.
CITART. Better look forward to an email from the Minister of the Department of Fisheries.
It won't be us. We won't be getting that email.
CITART's going to be real lucky.
Or maybe very unlucky, depending on who they are.
It's going to be probably that dude who writes it anyway.
Yeah, he's probably going to be like, what questions do you have for the minister? And then he's going to be like, delete. Anyways, I guess it's time for more ambient music. The last one wasn't really ambient, but I also kind of don't know what the definition of ambient is, but I guess it's like electronic experimental.
I was looking to find the definition from whatever you played today.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad that I'm blurring these boundaries. Nothing's a binary. So
there you go.
Yeah. Enjoy more Silver. Actually, should we not play Silver Jackson? I feel like I'm feeling some Ray Spoon. Let's listen to some Ray Spoon for some wind, grass, sky noises. Mm. This song is Wind, Sky, or Grass, Sky, Wind by Ray Spoon from the album My Prairie Home. Those are also the next four songs that I found. They're also all like under a minute. This one's 40 seconds. So. Can you hear it? Can you hear it now? I think you can hear it now. That sounds so nice. Yeah. You just listened to a lot of Ray Spoon. Wasn't that lovely?
That was so lovely.
I feel like that was really lovely. It was just like nice.
I feel calm.
Yeah, me too. That was also four songs, surprisingly. It didn't feel like four songs.
Went by fast.
But within those four songs, we found the right, or we found a phone number.
Yes.
To, I am used to calling them the Minister of Indigenous Relations, but what's their new name, Steph?
Jane Philpott is the Minister of Indigenous Services.
I don't know what that means. I feel like they're not servicing me. I don't feel very well serviced. I feel like I am an old car with like a broken down transmission and like a half working engine, and they're just throwing me out onto the road.
Need like a new...
New car.
A new car. Completely new car.
Yeah. And by car, I mean the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and Indigenous Rights Framework. So we have some questions for them.
All right. So we're calling Jane Philpott. Right?
Philpott? Jane Philpott.
Jane Philpott.
I have the name.
Not Jordan Philpott.
They're all... Your phone case just fell apart.
Oh, yeah. I just said... That's normal.
We're serious.
Thank you for calling the office of the Honorable Jane Philpott, Member of Parliament for Markham-Stouffville. If your call is in regard to any matter relating to Ms. Philpott's role as Minister of Indigenous Services,
anything,
please contact the Minister's office directly at 819-956-5388. That's 819-956-5388. If you're calling about any matter relating to her role as MP for Markham-Stouffville, please leave a detailed message.
And
okay, so what number are we calling not calling in regards to the role as minister or as MP? I'm confused. Who are we calling?
I don't know. You know when you just like don't know what you're doing? I feel like that's us.
I feel like I'm in this weird like Alice in Wonderland like wormhole kind of thing.
Like we're stuck.
Who are we calling?
Why are we calling you? Don't you have two jobs as an MP? You're supposed to be serving me,
too. How many phone numbers do you have?
Why do you need so many? I guess we'll call this one 819-95. Be sure to call this number and ask them the same questions that we're asking or your own questions. Yeah. 9?
Because they do answer sometimes.
5, 6. I guess. Not to us. We go to the trash pile, but maybe to you. Maybe you're deemed less trash worthy than we are. It's also 9:30. You're right. It's 9:30, 9:45 for them.
Time, right? Like
it's perfect time for call it's harassment.
It's like coffee break. You know, they're just kind of chilling, moving on, waiting for their 10 o'clock meeting. You know,
yeah,
they have time to take a call.
So we can ask them about the doctrine of discovery and reputing it as recommended by the TRC and implementing the Indigenous Rights Framework, which apparently is going to happen late now. But and we have some legitimate questions.
Yep.
This is indeed 24 hours of student power. And I feel quite empowered right now.
I feel empowered.
I also feel kind of trash. But that's just because we keep getting put to the trash.
That's like, just being an Indigenous person trying to call the government.
They're like unceded airwaves, those Indians. Time to speak to Jane Philpott.
Excellent.
I'm getting my question voice ready.
Le bureau de Marianne, bonjour.
Hi, we're wondering if we can speak to Jane Philpott.
She's not in the office. She's not here today. Oh. We have to take a message.
Okay. Well, we have some questions for her. Would you mind writing them down and maybe getting her to email us back or call us back?
The receptionist has just stepped out. Could you call us back or send an email to her?
Can we leave a voicemail?
With your questions? No, she doesn't have voicemail because of the reception area. But we can, you can send an email. That'd be the best way. And then she can forward those questions on to her Madame Philpott's team.
Okay.
And her email address is Marianne.
Marianne?
Marianne?
Yep.
Okay.
Dot Dompierre, DOMPIERRE.
Can you?
Canada.ca.
Okay, cool. Do you know when the receptionist people will be back?
Within the hour.
Okay, lovely.
Thank you.
Bye. What was that?
What?
We were just like directed to the trash pile there.
So I just need to make a comment, okay? Not speaking badly of this woman, but if you can answer the phone, couldn't you just take a voicemail too? I feel like write down a question for us. I'm not saying you're a receptionist, just asking you to take a note.
But also, aren't you a receptionist if you're answering the phone?
No, she's not. The reception stepped away.
I wonder what she is.
Mystery woman.
She's unknown. Can answer phone calls.
Will
woman.
Not. Let's repeat. Will not write down a question or two.
She'll be damned
if you assume she won't write down a question or two.
Jane, what's her name?
Jane Philpott. Maybe that was Jane.
Okay, but like, isn't Jane Philpott supposed to be serving us?
Yeah, I don't feel like I encountered Indigenous Services right there.
Me neither. Probably because we sound too white. We didn't put on that. Hey, Victor, can we speak to Jane Philpott?
No.
Honestly.
You're right. We sounded too white. Damn it.
God damn it.
Performance. Performance.
Who else could we call? Is there anybody else you think we could call? Or should we just, next time we should just try and call every single one of them.
Just move seat by seat.
Yeah, like for an hour. All of them, I feel like, should answer our questions considering they're on Indigenous land.
Yeah, honestly, like, that's the thing. Let's discuss that, really. I have to call this person and hear about how honorable they are.
Honorable.
Can we give up that tradition?
And, like also minister?
Yes.
What does that mean? I'm going to Google the definition of minister because I don't know what that means.
But I feel like even white people should be tired of this whole, like, honorable tradition because it's just...
Okay, so number one in dictionary.com, which I understand is not the most refutable source, but it says that it relates to Protestant churches.
Of course it does.
And then the second one said head of government department, but I feel like it all still has to relate back to number one, considering in the national anthem of the Canadian nation state, it has God in it.
Yep. And also, I just looked up its etymology. And yeah, in medieval Latin, priest.
So there are gods. People are supposed to be Jesus.
I don't feel like they're listening to our prayers, though.
Me neither. All I want is some whales. I just want more than 75 whales.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's...
I just want them to be protected.
I want my whale babies.
Oh, it's okay, Autumn.
No, it's not, though.
It's not okay.
I don't know why I said that. The doctrine of discovery to be repudiated as recommended by the TRC, and guess what's not happening?
Justin Trudeau, if you're listening, if you're only going to answer one question.
You're probably not listening.
If you're only going to answer one question, please answer us that.
Also, this question was given to us by Emily Riddle, who is brilliant and lovely and intelligent. And Justin Trudeau, Emily Riddle wants to know when you will repudiate the doctrine of discovery as recommended by the TRC. And also, Stephanie Woods and Autumn Schnell would like to know when you will repudiate the doctrine of discovery as recommended by the TRC. Are you listening, Justin Trudeau?
Are you there?
I don't think you're listening. But if you are listening, when will you repudiate the doctrine of discovery as recommended by the TRC? Oh, we also asked these questions on Twitter and nobody responded.
Yeah.
So I think that's really rude.
Yeah. Wonderful.
We're calling these people from our personal phone numbers and telling them to call us back. And you guys, all of you, every single one of you can't even ask us a question on
Twitter. It's dark and cold outside.
And we got here. It's still dark. It's going
to
be dark by the time we're done.
To hold the government accountable for you.
And you can't even ask us a question. Should we listen to more wind noises to calm us down?
I think I need some calming.
Is it wind noise time?
Yeah.
This one's by Nahiwak. Can you hear it?
Oh, I love this one.
Is it a good one?
This is such a good one.
I hope you enjoy this one.
Thank you. clock.
Listening to Unseated Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM. And we're going to keep Nahia Walk on in the background because I feel like it's relaxing for this very mildly upsetting experience. And for whoever's listening, I hope you enjoyed this hour of us trying to call everybody. How do you feel about calling people, Steph?
I feel good that we did it. But I was just wondering how you feel about how to engage with people like MPs, mm-hmm. because it's a conflicting experience to call them mm-hmm. and be like, yeah, I don't want to acknowledge you, but I also need to have a meaningful discussion with you at the same time.
Yeah, and like I want to hold you accountable, but I also want to be like, screw you, Mr. James Holmesworth, because like, I don't know, I think it's really hard when all of these people want what's best for the Canadian nation state, but they don't also like want to listen and understand and like ground themselves in the land either that they're on or that they're representing, because like that's centralizing in Indigenous perspectives is the land and like whose bodies relates to the land, and like specifically like Indigenous women, queers, two-spirits and trans people, and like how their bodies are like intricately wound within the land. These people just, like, completely ignore that and, like, ignore this land. But I don't know. I really want to be disrespectful to them. I don't think they deserve thank yous because they're not representing me, so why should I be thanking them? They should be thanking me for holding them accountable and taking an hour out of my day, waking up at 5 in the morning and trying to call them, but I'm not getting any thank yous.
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah. How do you feel, Steph?
Yeah. I mean, so, like, it's just when you call the government, I mean, like, as a quote, status Indian, mm-hmm. like I'm a ward of the state, like that's the definition, and I'm like, speaking to these people,
you're only this number, you're not a person to the system,
and that's how it feels like that's being pushed on me when I'm calling and being pushed through all these weird stupid hoops, all these different numbers and people
like we're
not
calling
and yeah, we may have sounded like prank callers, but they didn't take us seriously and I didn't like it.
I mean, we were kind of prank calling, but we're also like recording this on air and it's gonna be, and like that's kind of documented how they just didn't take us seriously. Also, the Nahia Walk song's ending, so we're putting on another one from Out Now.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, even just talking about Wilkinson, you know, saying like my MP, I don't know, all the language just feels wrong in my mouth.
Yeah, because he's not your MP. He's not representing you. Mm-mm. He's not representing your nation. He's not representing who you are as a person.
Yeah.
He's just, it's like your directed person to put you in the trash file because they need those, I guess.
And we had so many questions for JT, and these were some of the questions that we had. Like, just how can he even still say like nation to nation all the time without his pants like just literally bursting
just
into place?
Falling off. falling off in front of everyone.
Like I don't understand.
And also say those things while like directly disrespecting Indigenous people. I saw a meme a little while ago. Yes, we're now talking about memes as a form of political resurgence.
Finally.
Which I'm a big fan of. But I saw one that was talking about Justin Trudeau and how, like, he it was the funniest meme that I think I've ever seen. But it was talking about Justin Trudeau and how, like, reconciliation stops at 9 because he got mad at all of these, like, Indigenous elders for being late.
Yes.
When, like, not understanding that some things are more important than punctuality in my culture. Like, I'm going to be late if I'm checking on some of my Indigenous friends because I want to make sure they're safe. And, like, I don't care who I'm with. And, like, especially if you're a white person, like, I'm going to be late and that's fine. Like, you have to accept that. But Justin Trudeau just, like, can't accept that.
Yeah.
And also, like, age. Ah.
Yeah. No, the strict construct of that meeting, just being like, we're going to choose who's important here and how much time everybody has to speak. And, like, God forbid you invite people who can speak to this.
Yeah. And, like, why Justin Trudeau is the most important one in that room.
Yeah.
Like, why. I have so many questions.
Yeah.
It was this was decently empowering because it was really fun, but it was also, like, kind of upsetting.
It was.
With the junk pile. But yeah. I'll be fine.
I'll be fine, too.
Yeah. We're just going to drink our lattes afterwards.
Yes. So much coffee.
Ruminate in the darkness.
Ruminate in the darkness. That's such
that
a good
is outside currently because we woke up at 5 in the morning to be here to hold Justin Trudeau accountable.
Yep.
Guess who's still not accountable?
JT. Because as you made a point earlier, reconciliation stops at 9. And we called it 9.
We called it 9:30. How dare. Oh, no. Maybe we just have to get up earlier next time.
Just have to get up earlier.
But wait, why is it? Why does reconciliation stop at 9 a.m. Eastern time? Why can't it stop at 9 a.m. Pacific time?
Yeah, that's true.
Actually, isn't Justin Trudeau going to be in Vancouver soon? I feel
is he? I was trying to look up his schedule.
No, we were put in the junk file for that one, too. I'm pretty sure that's a thing. I'm checking Facebook right now.
Yes, please do.
Justin Trudeau.
I feel like he always, I don't know, they like all politicians kind of spring it on last minute. I'm coming.
Yeah, I remember just like seeing somebody be like, we're going to sit outside. It was in North Vancouver, and they were talking about waiting outside of where he was supposed to be. Justin Trudeau, Vancouver. It's a lot harder to find, just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot harder to find than what? I don't really know, but that's what came out of my mouth. So I can't find it. November 1st to 7th. Oh, Justin Trudeau to meet with incoming mayors of Vancouver and Surrey.
Mayors.
But that was also on the 1st, and it's the 16th now.
Hmm.
Has this passed?
Maybe it passed.
It was also like, this is the shortest article I've ever seen.
Yeah, CBC's little blurbs can be a little
why is
limited.
An article?
Like 100
I feel like it
words.
Should be a blog post.
It could be a tweet.
Yeah, it could literally be a
it
tweet.
It could have been a tweet.
No, instead they're going to pay somebody to do that. There's 2 minutes left. Is there anything else that you have to say, Steph?
No, let's just ruminate in the darkness.
Let's just ruminate in the darkness. I hope you're not also ruminating in the darkness. Maybe you're sleeping. Maybe you're driving. It's 7 a.m. I feel like a lot of people are awake right now.
I think so. But you know what? It was scary to call MPs, so if you're too scared to call MPs, you kind of got to experience it.
Yeah. You got to experience me hanging up initially.
And think about how we got near the end. We were demanding voicemail.
We've
changed. Progressed.
Yeah.
We've changed.
We have to do this again then,
Let's
I guess.
Let's do it again.
Yeah. Maybe you all should do it again with us. Maybe we should
Bog
their voicemails.
Yes.
I think that's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
Hold them accountable by just blocking them. Forceful blockade. Forceful teleblockade.
Fill the trash folder till we get to the real folder.
How the digital humanities can affect the lives of Indigenous people.
Ooh.
Call Justin Trudeau. This is going to be my commission. Call Justin Trudeau. That's just everybody should pay me for that. Just commission me to call Justin Trudeau. And I will. I'll fill up all of his files.
Every day.
That'll be my full-time job if I can afford it. I don't know who will pay for that. Justin Trudeau won't.
You know.
But also, do I care if he gives me his money?
No.
Who wants to trade beaver pelts for me to call Justin Trudeau? I'll take some. I think that's a good idea. I hope you also think that's a good idea and you're willing to give me your beaver belt because I'm going to be cold without a house. I hope you all have an absolutely lovely Friday morning.
Thank you so much for listening to Unseated Airwaves.
It's 7 a.m. That means we have to get off the airwaves, but maybe you should call Justin Trudeau in your spare time or pay me to in beaver pelts. Decolonial. Have a lovely day.